All right. Usually, you know, the podcast would go straight into the intro music. The whole intro would play, then I'd come in. But, you know, somebody made a rookie mistake. I'm not going to say no names about who it was. Arsenal. But he recorded his desktop audio for the first maybe 5 to 10 minutes at most. I apologize for the truck in the background if you can hear it. But maybe for the first 5 to 10 minutes, you can hear me and Arsenal. So what I did for y'all is I finessed it. So I'm going to have his audio play for the first 5 to 10 minutes. And then he realized and muted his desktop audio. So if the clip of me talking sounds a little nasty, wait, get past. I would say listen through the first 5 to 10 minutes because there's actually some great content in there. And then it goes back to the usual quality. But I just wanted to let y'all know. Mikey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Huey Show, episode number 5. It is your boy Huey. But you know, today we got a nice little guest today. We got a nice little guest. If you watched my previous podcast, or if you just simply look at the title of this episode, it is the special guest, the man I met on Rocket League, who I used to put the hands on, and then as time progressed, that slowly changed. But everybody, say hello to the man himself, Arsenal. Arsenal.
Hello, everybody. Happy to be here. I'm honored to be one of the first guests.
The first guest.
And to give a little context to that story, me and Devious became friends after we met him. Me and my friends met him in a matchmaking lobby, and he just annihilated us.
Sanguine and Herp.
Yeah, he just annihilated us. He was on the other team, and the first thing we thought was, like, we got to get this guy in our team. And that's how we met.
And I wasn't even that good compared to everybody else that I knew. That was the crazy part. Like, I was, like, average. Well, at least at the time, I felt average.
You were good. You could have been great, dude.
No, you're not the only one to say that. a lot of my friends from those days when I used to stay home all day and play PS3 and, of course, play Rocket League, they said, if you actually tried, you could have actually been, you know, in the league by this point. I said, maybe, but I'm lazy, so that's not going to happen.
Definitely, not maybe, definitely.
Nah, maybe, because you got to think about all the competition that made it. Realistically, looking back at it, right? And by the way, guys, we haven't even hit the first topic yet.
This is how these things go.
Yeah. Realistically, looking at it in hindsight, during that Rocket League tournament, the RLCS, realistically, I should have probably taken myself out and put Killzone in. Looking at it in hindsight, that's what I should have done because Killzone was up. But Killzone told us keep going until I think that because I was a leader because you guys made me the leader because I was the oldest member, I think, out of that whole group. I thought it was because, yeah, it means I had the most sense out of the whole group. Maybe it was just me.
But, again, to add some context, they were one round away from facing the people that eventually won the whole tournament. So they made it far, you know?
Nah, listen, if it's really partially my fault. Rest in peace, Alka. Because Alka told my goofy ass, whatever you do, don't bring the ball into the middle of the field. And my ass decided to bring it from the left corner, zoom all the way up, and zoom it into the middle of the field. And then motherfuckers took game 1-4-3. That shit hurt. We never came back from that. And looking back at it now, I should have, because you could sub people in, but you had one sub. Looking back at it now, I said, see, my ego in me wanted me to be on that squad that won. But realistically, as a leader, I probably should have taken myself out, put Killzone in, and then Killzone, Big Wheel, and Alka. That would have been a different squad. But Big Wheel and Killzone, something would have happened on that offense, I feel like. They would have put it in at some point.
They would have killed each other, or they would have been great, one or the other. Yeah, nothing in between.
Because Vic and Killzone always got along pretty well, which I never heard from Vic after. I don't know what happened with him. I came back, he was gone. But, nah, man, those were some good times, man. Those were some good video game days, man.
Don't let this man lie to you. He was great. Don't let him lie to you.
Listen, I was all right. Yeah, I mean, for, I would say for maybe for the people I played against, I felt like I was all right. Yeah, I mean, now there was times where your boy, I was always the balance. I could score and I could play defense. Like, yeah. I always tell people, for a little bit, there was, I gave Killzone problems on the defensive side, never on the offense. Killzone was always greater at offense. But when if Killzone was coming down and he saw me in net, he knew I was going to give him some problems. He might still score like 7 out of 10 times. But three out of those 10 times, I'm probably going to deflect it. It's not going to go on the net or whatever.
And on everybody else, he'd score 10 out of 10 times. So.
Yeah, no. Those were good times, but I was all right. I was Arsenal, Sanguine, and Herp. They like to drag it sometimes. I was never. But when I came back from playing 2K, was it 17? Killzone was like, yeah, you're definitely a lot slower. I said, shut up, yo. I took 2 weeks off, man, to play me some 2K.
That's all it took, 2 weeks.
Shut up. Listen, because I was training at one point. I didn't tell y'all that, but I really was training sometimes. I'd be like, you know what, let me just train for like 15, 20 minutes. Let me do those training missions. Because that was before they had the custom setup. You just had to hit the ball or whatever. I mean, because you had the training room, and then they added you being able to do certain training setups.
Yeah.
And then they added the custom thing. Right. So it was like in the middle of that. I mean, and I said, all right, this is how I do this. But also, if you ask me, I've gotten better with flying the less I've played. But my ground game is horrible. I can't break not an ankle. I can't break not an axle. Nobody ever really gets shifted. Like I used to, man. Listen, I used to tear people up on the ground.
I'm looking forward to FIFA this year.
Like, Killzone. Yeah.
Return.
I definitely said I was coming back.
The return.
Yeah, but you know what? This year, I might be more middle defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've noticed when I'm on the offense, I can steal the ball from a striker for no reason.
Yeah.
I think, who was it? Was it you or was it Sanguine? But I think one of y'all said, you're so great on defense, but yet what we need you to do is score and you always hit the goalpost or something like that.
Yeah. Six posts in one game. No one has ever matched that. And that was like 3 years ago now.
Shut up. Listen, mistakes was many. I was a victim of circumstances, I always say. But getting past the good old Rocket League and FIFA goalpost days. Hold on, but time out. We can't just bring up the goalpost and then not bring up that one time where I scored like 6 goals back to back games.
Oh, we absolutely like can.
No, we can't. We gotta mention that too. You can't mention my failures and then not mention my greatness. That's just not how shit works.
So if I remember right, it was like early FIFA 20, maybe 3 years ago or something like that. You barely played with us, but you showed up 1 week. Now we were all, and everybody we played against you, mind you, all high rated because we played like some 100, 200, 300 games by then. Devious shows up with his like 80, 81 rated character or something.
That was crazy.
First game, don't do much, you know, you take a few shots, nothing happens, all right? Second game, 3 goals out of nowhere in like the first like 15 minutes, and we're all just like, what the hell? What happened? Oh, it's just a fluke now, just a fluke. Let's see what happens next game. Next game comes around, 3 more goals. That's it. And we're just like, no, we found our striker. We found our guy. And then he was gone. That's it. Bye-bye.
You know what it was? I'm going to tell you what it was. This is what happened. The first game, I'm not going to lie, your stop probably was a smoking. I probably was sober. Because if you always notice, right, even in Rocket League, I always play better when I was quiet.
Yep.
When I'm sober, I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm out because I talk shit. Now you know you wasn't supposed to do that. That wasn't supposed to go in. That's how I am. Right.
Yep. I remember.
So I think the second game I was quiet because I was getting ripped. I was getting right. I was sitting there getting high, and I think I told you, yeah, I'm getting high. Then that second game, your boy just said, you know what?
I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to hit the circle button, and wherever this ball lands is just where it lands. That's not the
It goes where it goes, right?
But I think with FC, I think I'm going to be more like the middle, because I've noticed something. Y'all be too scared to kick that ball up sometimes. I be going, and you guys be wanting to pass back and forth. Nah, let me see that. I swear, I'm going to find Herb every time.
Hey, man, it's two more weeks.
Oh, I might not have it in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So I might have to. Oh, wait, no, but I got that FIFA thing, so I can do the demo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. EA Play or whatever?
I can do that. Yeah. So I can at least do that. Damn, I don't even have that excuse anymore. But if you think about it, I've been on the last few FIFAs. I just only play FIFA Street.
I know. I don't know why you never joined us.
Because I'm tired of it. I like being able to be flashy. Like, when I'm playing with y'all, it's more of I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, I'm trying to play proper. When I'm playing FIFA Street, I'm playing to cross. I'm
destroying some ankles. Somebody.
Yeah, I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do. So my mindset is score. While when I'm playing, you know, clubs, like, I got the shot. But I see Herp running down, or I see Arsenal running down, or I see Sanguine, he's open at the box. Mm-hmm. I got a good look, but his look might be a little bit better. And mind you, I'm the striker, so yeah. I'm not supposed to do that. I know I'm not supposed to do that. And that might be why sometimes you'll see me touch it one time, and then I kick it, because I'm like, ooh, that might be. I see somebody else is open right there, I can get it open. And then sometimes I think I hit circle, I'm high, I missed the ball, something goes wrong. I mean, but anyways, let's get to the first actual real topic we're supposed to
go. Yeah, that wasn't even the topic, guys.
It definitely wasn't. That wasn't even the first topic. The first topic is aliens in Mexico. E.T. is among us. Supposedly, aliens landed in Mexico's Congress, but there was no saucer-shaped UFOs, none of that shit. Just some of the most generic and standard-looking aliens we've ever seen. Them things looked ashy. I mean, they're old. They are. Let me not say they're old. They are allegedly old. Arsenal, what do you think about this?
So as I'm sure people know, like, what was it, a month or two ago, the U.S. government had their own alien episode where they were pretty much saying, hey guys, aliens are real. And aliens have been a topic we have discussed many a times. So when I saw this morning, it was like just when I woke up, and mind you, I wake up for work at like 3 a.m. or something. I'm just like, huh? And then I look at the picture, like the alleged photo of the alien the Mexicans found, and I'm just like, huh? I just can't believe it.
Star Wars. What's that alien from Star Wars?
I don't know. I've never watched Star Wars. Your people are gonna hate me now, but
oh my god.
Yeah, I'm
what
like.
What kind of nerd are you?
I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, there's no way an alien looks that Hollywood, is there? It can't be. Like it just can't
be. First of all. You know what's crazy though? You can't even say it just doesn't look natural, like it looks fake, because what would a real alien look like? Like, you can't even really like say it's really fake, because it's like, well, what would an alien look like? I mean, we don't think it would look like this though.
Yeah, it's too close to like the Hollywood alien. It's just way too close. There's no way.
A lot of people are saying that there's some news that's about to drop. So that's why they throw this out to the to the air.
Oh man, get your money out of the banks, people, before it's too late.
That's what they're saying. They saying that the government do something on the side, but it's just, this don't make no sense. It doesn't, like, for instance, if you guys pull up the photo, right, to all the viewers, if this isn't on YouTube yet, because there is a delayed drop, but if you look at the photo. It just looks too fake.
Looks like E.T.
Like,
looks like E.T. They captured E.T.
This going to sound... I'm trying to think of a better way to phrase this. It definitely does look like E.T. But... It's just, why would the Spanish be the first ones to come out and say something? Like, I don't mean that disrespectfully. Like, the ones who are always called the illegal aliens are the ones that came out and discovered aliens. Like, you, like, it sounds crazy, but if you think about it, it's really insane. I mean, out of all the countries, it had to be Peru.
Dude, what's wild too is they're saying it matches human DNA by like 70%. Like, what do we think about that?
Man, come on. A couple of doubt. How do I they mean, even know that? What missing materials is it missing from us? That's what I want to know. If you want to say that, what's the missing material? Can we get a dissection video showing that this actual stuff inside of it?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know if they're going to, like, allow other people to come look at this. Because, like, I'm sure everybody's like, hey.
Man, someone's going to smack that shit and be like, this plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's gross. That's gross.
Yeah, and then the fact that they're announcing it to the world, too, is just like, hey, guys, we found aliens. Here's the bodies. Like, I don't know, man. Just something's fishy about this for sure.
Nah, I agree. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I could... Well, to be fair, it doesn't really matter which country is the first country to come out and say, I found aliens. But it's just, it's so Hollywood. It doesn't look like it could be legit. Like, why does the alien look so humanoid?
So, I thought the same thing. And I was reading, like, theories and whatnot. And someone made a compelling argument.
Theories.
They had said that,
I said, okay. What's the argument?
So, the argument is, what's it called? They look humanoid because to survive, they have to live on, like, an Earth-like planet, you know, for, like, life to exist. So, wherever they came from... Who's to say what?
Who's to say that... I mean, we have fish, and fish are our form of life.
That's true, but they're not intelligent life, like, on a human level. And these creatures, allegedly, supposedly are, you know?
Well, what if their planet is mostly water? What if they developed to gain intelligence? Just you can't guarantee how life's going to come up. I mean, that's just the odd thing, the humanoid structure. Nobody knows how life will form outside of the planet Earth. So for it to be just so human-like.
Yeah, and I mean...
It's crazy.
It's carbon dated to 1,000 years ago. So, like, whenever they were messing around, it was 1,000 years ago. What was happening in the year 1023?
No, that shit looks like a straight-up insect when you look at it.
Yeah,
100%. What's that Men in Black? What's that Men in Black bug? Remember the brown bug?
I remember him, but I forgot his name.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can move it. Edgar. The bug. Or that's the villain. That's the villain bug. But I can't find the friendly bug. But he looks like that bug. If you watch Men in Black, listeners, you've seen that bug. Is that the bug that we're talking about?
No, 100% it looks like it.
I just find the fucking Yahoo headline so funny. It's the queen of all evidence. Is this evidence? Is there evidence?
That's devious, I gotta ask. Now, don't imagine the skeleton, the decrepit skeleton right now. Imagine that in its prime. Would you?
Well, they might be light, so it'd be easy to pick up.
The age-old question.
I mean... It isn't like they have really any, like, organs that stand out, so they ain't got, like, nothing.
It's the skeleton, though. Really. The mummified skeleton. You can't really tell.
You can still see, like, some of the facial features based on the picture. They don't look big. They don't look big.
That's also look messed up, dude. It's face. Holy crap.
That's what I'm saying. If you saw that walking to you,
I'd punch that shit in his face. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even be afraid of it. I'd just punch it. Like, motherfucker, get the fuck out of my face. Because there's no way, if the skeleton is that skinny, then the creature with muscle shouldn't be that big. Think about it. realistically, if they're that skinny, that the muscle can't be that big then.
Yeah, how are they? How did they get here? How are they flying? What did they fly?
That's what I'm saying. They just found the bodies. No UFO. No spare parts left around that maybe they collected when they picked them up. Just plain old skeletons they just found just chilling in the forest. So you tell me, out of all the forests in the world, it just happened to be in fucking Peru.
They said in a dynamite mine in Peru is where they found it.
Yeah, so you tell me they were blowing shit up and that's the one thing that didn't happen to collapse on it. Man, not someone, even like a force field.
Someone made that and threw it in there and was like, hey guys, watch this.
Yeah, they fucking around. I would expect it more from like Africa. Or, yeah. Or like a like somewhere, or like maybe a space in Europe, like Asia, like a part of Asia that's just old. Not, no disrespect, not a Peru. I wouldn't expect it in Peru.
Well, I want to know how this thing died. Whatever it is, that, Earth, non-Earth. I want to know how they died.
Hold on. I want to say this too, I know Peru got some thugs. Listen, Peru, I don't want no problems. I'm not calling y'all illegal aliens. I'm just saying that the fact that y'all happened, you know, the South America, where they say all the illegal immigrants or the aliens are coming from, is a little crazy. It's just a turn of event. It just happens to connect. Listen, I love Peru. I want to go to Peru one day, so don't block me out. Don't lock me out from the country. I'm just saying. It's a little crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm curious about how they died too. Like, what killed them? Was it the atmosphere? Did the motherfucker just appear? Did they teleport into something? Like,
I went to like
strong enough to kill the alien.
I went to the year like 1023 on Wikipedia, and I'm just like looking at 1024, 1025, and I'm seeing if anything happened, like you know, an earthquake, a meteor, anything like that.
Nothing.
But it doesn't look like it. Maybe they were killed by people. Who knows?
Yo, getting killed by some natives shows just how soft you are as a race. Imagine being killed by sticks and stones.
But that could be a child, though, for all we know.
Ah, bro, you an alien. You let a motherfucker with sticks and stones and some arrows kill you.
You flew through space to get here, and you died by stone.
That's crazy. You flew all the way in advanced alloys and metals and got killed by primitive rocks. Like, think about that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Well, let's see if the news you said that's gonna drop drops. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, hold on. Why did they go to Mexico? They found it in Peru. Why'd they go to Mexico?
Maybe that's why I'm saying, like, there's certain things that just don't make sense. The only thing I could see is maybe they felt it would have been more safe in the Mexican government's hands because they're bigger, and they felt like the people of Peru would have gotten in there and tore that shit up. That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, I don't understand why you have to move it from Peru, from a mine in Peru, all the way up through, and nobody knew about the bodies being moved. Well, the governments are slick like that. They can do some shit like that. Let me not say that. We can't compare it to America. I mean, it is Southern America. They can get away with a lot more shit down there because we're not watching it.
Right.
If you think about it, nobody's looking at Peru. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's looking at Peru. Like, you know what? A UFO would really land in Peru. Like, imagine if somebody pulled up to your office, right?
Yeah.
Yo, sir, I got aliens. You ask, where did they land, sir? Peru. You're gonna say, oh yeah, Peru. That
I can
sense.
See that.
No,
yeah.
you're not gonna say that. You're gonna think Nevada. You're gonna think Texas. You're gonna think parts of Cali, SoCal. Like, you might think Russia.
I mean,
Russia's had a few of them come through.
I mean,
so
who
you
knows?
You might think those things.
1,000 years ago, Peru might have been the spot.
Well, don't do that.
Who knows? 1,000 years is a long time.
Well, theoretically, if you're doing that, you might as well just go down the Pangea rabbit hole. All those continents were together. You might as well. And I do believe that, by the way. I do believe that at some point, all these motherfuckers was together. Because there's some animals, there are skeletons of animals that were never on this part, on this side. So, I do genuinely believe about that. I do believe it eventually broke up. But I don't think we're going to live to see the day that them things come back together.
Oh.
they're going to be forever broken up.
Damn, get this, dude. It has three fingers. This thing's supposed to be more evolved than us. It's got three fingers.
Well, okay. Let's think about it like this. Maybe it came in a suit, and the suit got damaged. But what would take it out of the suit, though? I mean...
No, on its body. It's got, like, on its body, it's got three fingers.
Does it have no arms?
Let me see. I can't tell, honestly, from the photo. Like, I can't tell if that's the arms or...
No, that's the arms, man. That's the arms in the suit. They got no shoulder bones.
Only does legs, yeah. I guess.
They don't have no pocket. They don't have no, you know how our shoulders are like ball and socket? They ain't got no ball and socket. So, but if they got to like move that shit in an odd manner, they's going to break it.
Maybe they don't have bones. Who knows?
Yeah, that could be that too. They could be like fluid. But then what would kill it then? Don't tell me that shit got choked out by a kid. Imagine getting choked out by a primitive baby. Motherfucker choke your ass out because you can't outfluid some baby hands.
I mean, maybe a tiger. Maybe an animal on Earth. Who knows?
Yeah, but if it becomes fluid, stabbing it won't really do nothing. It would just fluid its way out. So the only way to kill it would be to suffocate it.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's not what lions do.
I just keep looking at it. I can't stop looking at it. It looks freaking weird.
Well, listen. I mean, look. That shit... I think it's fake. I don't think that shit is real. Arsenal, yeah. Your last statements.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm kind of disappointed, honestly. If this is what they look like, I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, I kind of did expect more. I was hoping for some big titty aliens. I ain't gonna lie. If that's what they look like, how am I? I might as well stay on Earth. I might as well deal with these bitches instead of the bitches in space.
Yeah, we ain't going galactic with this.
Yeah, I guess not. I'd rather not go galactic. I'd rather stay planetary. Well, let me not say that, because you never know. There might be some galactic hoes that are different from them.
That's true.
Those might be the skinny hoes. You might have the more girls that are more my wavelength on a different planet. They might just we might have got unlucky.
Yeah, you're right. We might have.
But anyway, I mean, let's move on. So this is really two topics wrapped in one. I talked about this on the podcast. If you listen to it, episode 4, I believe it is. Let me make sure. I mean, yeah, episode 4. It came out on Monday. Go listen to that. But I discussed it there by myself. Now I'm bringing the good old Arsenal into this. So Roblox generally believes that it can become something beyond an app for kids, and is stepping. Let me not say stepping. Taking a gander into the dating scene, and they plan to open up a dating app. It's gonna be 17 years and older. They're gonna have people have to take photos of their IDs and stuff like that, and make sure you're really 17, quote unquote, really 17. There's definitely gonna be some white vans driving through there, so be a little bit mindful, parents. I just think that this is gonna, this is not gonna last long. I think. Charles Hance is gonna have to come back and do a sequel to his show, because this is gonna get bad real quick. Arsenal, what do you think about it?
Yeah, you have to be at least 17. Like, that's already kind of because
that's a little crazy.
Because I mean, all the my state and your state, ours is 18. So I'm wondering, what are they gonna do there? You know, like, why couldn't they just make it 18?
They can just move it state by state. That's fine. You can finesse that. Because I know Tinder does that. They move it state by state.
But, like, this is online. So what if there's, like, a kid from... Sorry, my Alabama people. From Alabama, and a kid from, Illinois.
Alabama's crazy. Illinois.
You know, 14 versus 18,
You're right. That does become an issue. But I think when it comes to that, doesn't that... If that were to happen, I think it goes based upon the kid's ID.
Yeah, probably.
So if they come from a school in Chicago, if their student ID says they're from Chicago, they're gonna go based on Chicago laws. That's what I would think. I mean, or maybe it depends on where the crime happens. I don't know.
But think about how crazy that is too. It's like, so you're gonna this game Roblox. They're gonna get, I don't know who makes Roblox offhand, honestly, like who develops it, but they're gonna have all these kids' IDs in their possession. That's kind of wild to me.
That is a little crazy, but a lot of people have started doing that. Like, it really started with porn sites. Porn sites started doing it. So it's not owned by a company. It's owned by two people. David Bazaski. I can't say that shit. Bazaski and Gregory Bazaski.
Two very rich men, no doubt, by now.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I'm wrong. I'm lying. Oh, I guess they are. They only own 2.3% and 2.6% stake, but I guess they're theoretically the owners. I guess the rest is owned by other corporations.
Yeah.
Roblox corporations. Okay.
Yeah, dude. This is wild to me. Like, I don't like... Okay, so we're... I'm a little older than you, but we're close to the same age. Do you remember Kick back in the day?
Who doesn't remember Kick? That Kick was nasty.
Yeah, I never went on it, but the ads were everywhere.
It was nasty.
For your younger listeners, Kick was basically like a dating site. It was a game, but it was really a dating site.
Yeah, it was more of a social app.
It was, but everyone was there for one reason, I feel, you know?
Yeah, everybody knew what. Everybody knew if you was on Kick, you was doing something you was supposed to be
doing. Exactly. So it's not like they're doing something new, you know? Those apps have existed forever. They kind of went out of fashion, but maybe they're trying to make them come back in fashion, you know? It's about to release on console, Roblox. It was PC only for the longest time. I think it was on Xbox recently.
I'll play it.
Yeah.
I'll play Roblox on PS5. Shit, they got some good... Roblox has changed a lot. Roblox is not the same Roblox I played growing up. That shit was bricks. Me playing WWE and try to survive in Tycoon games. That shit became a whole different game. Shit was basic when I played it. And now it's something... I don't even know what... It's not blocks anymore, I'll tell you that. It's like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Except Minecraft even kept this blocky shape. Them boys is different.
I mean, even Minecraft has, like, dating servers and shit, but not official ones, like, true. Sanctioned by Mojang, but, like, you know, servers that people can just make.
Speaking of unofficial and official, the second half to this topic is the fact that Roblox is now officially being sued for a new class action lawsuit alleging if it facilitates child gambling. In case you didn't know and you didn't watch episode 4, which you definitely should go watch episode 4, you should go watch all the previous podcasts that I've been on. Broccoli Cheddar Gaming, of course, is another one. And The Huey Show. You should definitely watch them both. Or listen to them both. But Roblox is out here gambling. And they knew about it. They had whole websites. I mean... You bought the Robux, you brought them to the casino games, and then you could gamble, and then you could take that shit out, right? You can take that shit out, and then they have a little website where you can link your bank information, and then you can you can convert Robux to USD. And the Roblox people knew about it and just let it happen. I didn't know about this going on. It's been going on for years. I didn't know about it going on till it got recommended in one of my fucking... When I was going through YouTube on the PS5 app, and I was going down, and it popped up. I made $100,000 in real-life money from Robux gambling. And the dude just goes down. He pays for a whole bunch of Robux, goes down, sits down, and just plays. Fucking... I'm just like... What if they're in a state that doesn't allow gambling? Because, you know, you're supposed to... There's certain states that don't allow gambling, point blank, period.
Yeah.
Like, I know even with gambling apps, they don't allow certain gambling apps to be serviced unless the state allows gambling. Otherwise, you're just using, like, the fake token things or whatever, which isn't real money, allegedly. That's what they say. It's not real money. But it's not real money. So, when I saw that, I was like, what if they live in a state like... I'm trying to think of a state that doesn't really allow per se gambling. Because I was gonna say New York, but New York's starting to allow gambling.
Let's just say Utah.
Yeah. Let's say they're in a state like Utah.
I gotta fact check that. Hell.
Yeah, I think Utah might, because Utah doesn't allow drinking on Sundays. I think
bars
are closed on Sundays. So I wouldn't be surprised. But
ooh, we were right. It's illegal.
Yeah, I told you. Utah was the perfect one. I was gonna say like Wyoming.
This ain't a random ass date. But So the fact that they're getting sued, I said it in episode 4, but let me see if I can find... Oh, here we go. The lawsuit in particular specifically names RBX Flips, Blox Flips, and RBLX Wild as participants in an illegal gambling operation that is preying on children nationwide. The owners of those sites say that they just entice for free... Oh, let me not say free. They... It entices players with fun and fair games, and has been on the radar of the Roblox community since at least 2019, and continues to operate today. 2019.
Been there for a while.
I know they was making a killing at that damn casino. Shit. I'm not gonna snitch on my boy, but you know. One of my peoples, he told me, he was like, yeah, no, I did shit. He one time brought $600 home from Roblox, from those tycoon games.
Yeah.
Because some people use the Robux. And if you own a game and it does really well, you can make money off it. So he said, yeah, no, sometimes I bring home like $600 from that shit in a week.
Which is insane.
Microphone almost fell in a week. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm like, shit, if you make 600, my boy, what do you think I can make? Shit. But, so, let's see. This is what the, Creekcraft, which I guess the guy that made RBLX Flip, this is what he tweeted, because, you know, Twitter is now the news. It's crazy looking at it now. That Twitter is news now. But, he said, this is funny. It is illegal for anyone not an adult to gamble. Being the site is marketed towards Roblox, i.e. kids. I wouldn't be surprised if it got shut down. Don't use it. You will get banned. Oh, maybe that's not the owner. I thought that was the owner.
Yeah, I bet that's like an influencer. Like a Roblox influencer.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You got BloxFlip.com. They was doing ads. It was running ads, a block flip ad on X, formerly Twitter. I'm sorry, I'm never going to be able to say X.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is.
I'll be damned if when I'm tweeting, I'm writing, hey, I'm tweeting out in X. Nah, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. But it's crazy. I still said tweeting out. This is what the ad says. Get ready to turn up the heat with our summer sale. Enjoy a flat 20% off on all Robux purchases using crypto or card. Apply the code SUMMER20. Don't wait, it's time to play. These are the ads they're running.
Don't wait, it's time to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a casino.
Spend less. That's what it is. It's an online casino. This is the lawyer. Robux could of course prohibit and/or stop the gambling website's defendants from utilizing the Roblox ecosystem and digital currency to facilitate illegal gambling, but it does not. It's accusing the company of profiting from the scheme in the millions by drawing a 30% fee on transactions.
That's a lot. That's going to drive a lot of people away.
That is crazy. So, of course, Roblox declined to answer any specific questions, as most companies would do. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to distance themselves away from it. Not that surprising. But 30%? That means if you spent, what, $100,000 on Robux? Or even $100,000 in real cash?
30 of it's just gone.
Yeah, 30,000 of it goes to them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Robux didn't say nothing, because usually when companies are losing money like that, they say something. They're like, nah, you're not finna get at least 10%. I'm surprised they didn't say, nah, 10%, and then you guys keep doing what you're doing, otherwise we're going to shut you down.
I think they're kind of just waiting to see how the cards fall, you know, after all this is happening, seeing what else comes out, getting their defense ready, and, you know, it's like they do on TV. No, when you're getting your defense ready, you just don't say anything to anybody.
No, I get it. And mind you, they're a corporation, so they got the money. I mean, yeah. But they're not big enough to stop Kim Kardashian from coming after them, though. I don't know if you remember that?
Oh, no, I don't. She's coming after them?
Well, she was, because apparently they had some of the games had Kim Kardashian's porn clip.
Oh, yeah.
And her son, her kids play Roblox. They're so wild. I guess one of them saw it. See? But they told her years ago, what if you have kids? Well, it came back on you.
Oh, man. I'm seeing it in the Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently, so apparently this is an update to this article. Roblox Corporation's communicated director, Chris Payton, clarified that gambling sites using Robux do violate the platform's community standards in terms of service. So what does that mean? Payton pointed TechCrunch to its rules. Oh, okay. Experiences that include simulated gambling, include playing with virtual chips, simulated betting, or exchanging real money Robux, or inexperienced items of value.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the point. Y'all knew it was happening and didn't do nothing. Because you was getting that 70,000.
Oh, yeah, they're playing dumb, 100%. They're just like, we don't know what's going on. What?
It's like when that guy from, remember when FTX collapsed?
Yeah.
Which I lost a lot of money in crypto. Well, let me not say a lot. Well, I put 60 in. I got to like 100 and then it dropped down to 40 on me real quick. But, so, well, I really only lost $10, but still, that shit hurt. But, it's like that. That dude tried to play law for so dumb before people started putting all the pieces together. You telling me all that money that was being taken in, you didn't know which lot all that money was going into. You had two separate terms of investing into crypto, and somehow, some way, all of it went to one area instead of it being divvied up into one being safe and one being more risky.
Yeah.
Come on now. Like, you can only play dumb for so long before people start asking. Like, getting 70,000 and then 70,000 for somebody to go, that's crazy. That's crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I wish I was a part of it. Because we
came to it.
Yeah, you gotta look at it like this. They did that from 2019. So if someone was getting, if, let's say you get a gambling addict and they're spending $100 in Robux, in real cash, and converting that to Robux, they was getting $30. That's for one person. And there's millions of people playing Robux right now.
Yeah, and imagine if you keep losing and losing, like, how much in one night you'll spend.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way Roblox didn't know what was going on.
Oh, they do. Yeah, 100% they do.
Listen, I guarantee you, I know exactly what they did. Know exactly what they did, Arsenal. They said, "Oh, that was a donation." I see what they did. I know what they're gonna say, because then they could put it as a tax write-off. Oh, that was a donation. That was a donation from this fund, from a fund that doesn't exist anymore.
I feel like they'll be like, "Oh, they bought Robux. We didn't know what they were gonna spend it on. You know, we're not responsible for that." I feel like that's what they do.
No, but then you make the argument, well, you saw it coming in from this website. There has to be a way to backtrack that from where it's being purchased to where it's being spent and used. There has to be a way to track that as a company. It's happening on your game, and you can track your game.
So that's true,
You know what's going on. That's even worse of a point. That would probably expose them.
Yeah.
You tell me you can't see what's going on in your own game that has kids on it? Ooh, yeah, no, that'd be worse. Arsenal.
Well, they see what's going on, but, you know, they're just going to find every excuse under the book, pretty much.
Yeah. They can use every excuse in the book, but you don't fuck around with kids. As I always tell people, there's probably three or four groups you don't fuck with, right? One, of course, IRS. Good old military. No, you're right. If we're ranking them based on importance, one, the IRS. They control the funds. You don't mess with them, boys.
Yeah.
Two, it's probably the... it's actually not two. Two's not the military. because even the military has backed down to this force, right? So, yeah. So I'm gonna skip two right now. Three is the military. Four is the animal people. People don't play about the animals. You do some fucked up shit to some animals, you gonna get a consequence put on you somehow. Oh, yeah. They gonna find you. But number two, parents. Think about it. The parents pay the most in taxes generally.
Yeah.
They get the most tax breaks. Parents do a lot for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and the reason why I put parents above the military, never forget when the military shot them kids at college. And ever since they shot them kids at college, all the way back when my grandpa was it, 1970s, I think it was?
Yeah.
When they shot them kids at college, after that, you never heard about the military shooting at kids ever again.
Nope. They took care of them real quick.
They shut that whole shit. They shut that whole shit down. They said, the parents said, "You shot my kid? You shot the kids? Who the fuck is you to shoot?" You know, the kids were probably rioting. They said, "Who the fuck was you to shoot at my motherfucking child?"
Yeah.
And once that money starts talking, and the IRS is like, "Hey, we need these motherfuckers to keep paying this amount in taxes, you gotta shut the fuck up." Like, but you don't mess with the parents, man. You do not mess with parents. They are up there with the IRS. They don't play that. They do not play that. You do something bad to parents, you won't be able to go to a school district. You won't be able to go to a bowling alley, because parents are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They're even in the IRS.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
So when you file your taxes, the tax people might smidge a number, might fuck your shit up. They don't play that. So I always tell people, ever since that college shooting that happened way back then, that's why the cops are sometimes afraid to go during those the school shootings when those happen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's why they're not so fast to bring guns into the situation so fast, because they try to figure out who the shooters are, because they don't want to shoot kids by accident.
Yeah.
So, but getting off that dark topic. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna talk about a topic that me and Arsenal and Ekid, shout out to Ekid. Google's at it again, Arsenal. Google's at it again.
Hey, can we cut for a second? I need to get my charger.
Okay.
It'll just be a second. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we back.
Okay. What? I said Google's at it again, right?
Yeah, that's all you've said so far. Google's at it again.
Okay. All right, so 3, 2, 1. Google starts testing instantly playable online games on YouTube. On Monday... or I guess really on Sunday. It was uploaded on Monday. I said this was a Stadia round 2. They're trying to put it on a bigger platform. Initially, same thing as Stadia, only to a limited number of users. I'm going to let Arsenal start this one off. Arsenal, how do you feel about that?
Are you starting to be a little scared that I may have been right?
Hell no.
That Stadia is rising again?
Rising again? They're going to keep trying. It's just going to keep flopping. But go ahead. Let me not interrupt you no more. Let me let you get your bars off.
So I remember at the time when Stadia was first coming out and we were doing our old podcast at the time, I was backing Stadia. I thought it would be huge. I thought like it was going to be the future of gaming and like everybody's going to adopt it, and eventually Sony and Microsoft and all them, they were going to do the same thing.
And what happened?
Well,
I apologize.
See, they shut it down. But my reasoning for thinking so was Google has the money, the financial power to like basically brute force it until it worked. Now, when I hear something like they're going to let you play games instantly on YouTube, all I can think of is they never shut down Stadia. They're just repurposing it right now. That's what I'm thinking. And if you could do that on YouTube, that's millions of people. Millions. You know?
Well, apparently how it's supposed to work is, it's not supposed to be like how Stadia was, to where you click it and it starts right away.
Mm-hmm.
It is supposed to be in its own tab, like playables tab. I was wrong on Monday when I said, imagine if I click a Fortnite ad and Fortnite just starts running on because I got Epic Store on my PC. Like, I'd be a little mad about that. But that's not how it works. You do have to go click on it. You just click the video and, of course, it would open up into the full game. But you do have to click on the tab. Listen. Y'all need to let this go, man. You guys need to stop. We tried this with On Live back when I was still getting fucking games mailed to my house for rent. Uh-huh. GameFly. Oh my god, that was an era when Halo Reach was still a thing. they tried it back then with On Live. That shit flopped. They tried it with GameFly too. When GameFly tried to move over it into that field, it flopped too. That's probably why GameFly probably went almost into a whole store now. GameFly, I think, is an actual digital store. They're gonna keep trying, and I get them for trying, but my point's gonna be proven now. It's just too early. It's not gonna work right now. And I don't think it's necessary that it can't, because like I said, I could do something like that now. Right? Mm-hmm. But overall, the whole country, and you know how companies think, they think nationally when they're as big as YouTube, right? Let's be real. You're thinking nationally, globally. Parts of Europe could do it because Europe doesn't have that cap. We still have that data cap over here, which I think is some bullshit.
It is.
Europe could do it. At least more better, even though their internet is still a little bit shiesty. I mean, not when people think of Europe internet, they think of like Germany or the UK, where the internet quality is a lot higher. There's some pretty shitty internet qualities in here. But it's just too early. Maybe when the data caps are gone from the country, and more of the country is more caught up, like how Cali is, New York, Florida, parts of Florida. Let me not say all of Florida. Florida Man does exist for a reason.
Florida Man?
yeah.
Florida Man believes in Stadia.
No, he doesn't. Florida Man creates his own stadium. that's Florida Man. But I get it. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do. I just don't think it'll work. But I get what they're trying to do. It's just do this in it's 2023. Do this in 2050.
See, but 2050. But Xbox and PlayStation both have their own Stadia now, pretty much, you know, because you can stream, well, especially Xbox, because PlayStation's still kind of catching up, but Xbox, if you have Games Pass, you can stream it on anything. You can put it on your TV, your phone, your computer.
Do you remember what I said? Do you remember what I told you that they'd had to do for that thing to start really working?
Give you the ability to download.
No, that was one too. What did I tell you? All those years ago, and this is on one of the podcasts too, on one of the Cheddarcast episodes, you know, some of those early episodes are a little rough to listen to, but it's actually in one of those episodes. I said, one, they have to let you download, and two, they have to merge it into PlayStation Plus. And that's what they did. Realistically, they merged it. They merged them together.
They did, but I'm saying, like, for Stadia, like, now PlayStation and Xbox both have their own streaming service, right? And...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never used it personally, but I'm sure the Xbox One, I've heard a lot of people use it. Who's to
Yeah,
say that wouldn't be the case for Stadia, or not Stadia, YouTube games, whatever they're gonna call it, you know? Because, like, imagine this, like, game trailer drops, right? Like you said, you're watching the trailer, and then you can just hop in and demo the game real quick.
only problem I have is that you can't say, because you gotta look at it like this, right? You're saying, well, if PlayStation, or let me not say, if Sony and Xbox, I guess, because yeah, Xbox and Microsoft are really two different entities, they're just under the same name. When you can't really say that when Google as a name is probably overall bigger than YouTube. I mean, I think Google.com itself is one of the most searched things on Google, I think they said, or whatever, something like that. It's just that we can fact check that, but I'm pretty sure it's up there at least in the top five. So if Google Stadia didn't work necessarily the best, what makes you think YouTube Stadia is going to be way better than what Google was?
Well, because, like, for Google Stadia, you have to specifically go to Stadia looking to play games, right? But there's going to be a lot of people going to YouTube not looking for games, but they might find games there, you know? Like, I could be going
So
to
time
YouTube
out.
to watch, like, a trailer or some shit. And then
Okay.
now, like, I'm going to watch a trailer, but oh, I can play the game right now? Oh, cool, let me do it. Because, you're on Apple, right? Phone?
Yes.
So in the Apple Store, can you like test out a game before you download it?
I think, like, test it out before. Well, because you gotta think Apple has their game store. Like, there's the Apple App Store with games, and then there's the Apple Game Store, because it got that Apple Plus thing. I think over there you can actually test games out on the Apple Game Store, but on the Apple App Store, no.
But
On the Apple
that's.
Game Store, I think you can.
Yeah, the game store. So like it's the same thing on Android. Like I'm looking at the Android store right now, right? And I'm scrolling past a few games and there's a bunch that are like, "Oh, you could try the game right now without downloading it." And they're doing that with streaming. So imagine YouTube has that, right? Like you're going to watch a Spider-Man trailer and then suddenly it's like, "Oh, you want to try this game before you buy it?" I think I don't know, that might be a hit.
I think, yeah, but I think they tried that with Stadia. I think that showed that might not be the best method, because they had 2K on there. They had a few games on there that weren't small games. It's just it didn't work.
But I
I
guess like
mean,
with
Stadia.
that, you still had to like go to Stadia, whereas this time they're bringing Stadia to you, you know?
But I don't even think it. Well, first of all, I don't think they really brought, because whenever you go on the Google.com, you see Stadia. You see it's a Stadia controller on the actual. I think for a little bit they had it like that. They had like Stadia on the Google on Google.com by itself. So I don't think I realistically you still would have to go to it even on YouTube, because it would be a tab. It wouldn't be like something you click and it just brings up. It's in a section on YouTube playables. So it's not even like you click it and it pops up. It's in a section, so you do have to still go look for it, just like you had to go look for Stadia. And I think that's why the because I think Netflix also has a game section. They have a playable section. But I
I
think
think
they're
they
about to
do, yeah.
drop it. But I think they're about to drop it, just like how Discord dropped their little section of games, because nobody really use it. And Discord, I actually would have thought would have popped off with theirs. A lot of people game. They use the voice chat on Discord. But
Yeah.
hey.
I'm just saying there's still hope. That's what I think. I think there's still hope.
Oh my God. See, I told y'all on
It's
episode
it ain't
four.
over. It ain't over.
Okay. Anyways, what is over is this. So we're gonna bring up some sports real quick, and this is definitely over. So I have you heard about the Lyles comment?
I've not. I'm gonna read it right now.
Well, I don't think it's. Did I put it in one of those links?
You did, yeah, I see it.
Okay. Basically, what he said was the NBA Finals, which he technicality he's right, right? And you're probably gonna agree with him, Arsenal, because you watch a lot of European football. He said he was tired of seeing when the NBA teams won. He's tired of seeing world champion. because the NBA is a national league.
Yeah.
So you can't be a world champion when all the teams are within the same nation, right? That was pretty much his point. Now, of course, you know, all the NBA players got in a big ruffle because their counterpoint was, well, theoretically, we have the best players in the world. We have, I think they said 180 players in the league are European or foreign. They're not from the States.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that was their counterpoint. And, you know, a lot of people got in a fuss, but Greg Popovich, the Spurs coach, I'm just saying his name in case you don't know who the Spurs coach is.
Yeah.
5-6-time champion. Coached the great Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, or as Charles Barkley says, I can't scream in my house, but Ginobili! I can't scream in my house. My mom, but, you know, of course, Tony smash your teammate's girlfriend, Parker. He smashed his teammate's girlfriend. Actually, it might have been his wife. But, so yeah, he coached them. And even he said the same thing. And this was way before Lyles. He said, I find it funny how we consider the NBA to be the world when they only play against American teams. And one of the reporters said, well, what about Canada? He said, well, okay, so then we only play North American teams. It's still not the world.
Yeah.
So now, just to get you caught back up, or actually, let me get your viewpoints based upon what you know now. How do you feel about the whole situation now? Right, with the whole, we got the world's best players in the league, and Lyle's trying to compare it to the European football, and saying how, well, the Europeans don't call themselves the world champions until they play at the World Cup, and this, down the third. How do you feel about the information that you have currently? Best players in the world being in one league versus all the best players being in separate leagues?
It's a little bit tricky because basketball's environment is a little different than soccer's. And as Vivi said, I come from a soccer background. I mean, okay, so I think that he's right. You can't really call yourself the world champion until you're champion of the world. You know? Because, like, even though your league might have the best players in the world, what if, like, I don't know, one random year, Japan gets a bunch of really good basketball players. Really, really good, you know? They kept them secret this whole time, and then they were getting them ready for the World Cup, but they don't play in the NBA. You'd never know if you're better than them, you know? If you just stayed in the NBA. The only place you'd find out if you're better than them is at the World Cup. So I agree with them. I kind of see the other point of view too, where all the best players in the world play here. Now, if I was a basketball player, and you asked me what would mean more to you, winning the World Cup, the basketball World Cup, or winning the NBA Finals, I'd say the NBA Finals, honestly. But I do kind of agree with them. I wouldn't call myself a world champion.
See, so then, but you also see the side of the players, though, too, right? I mean, you got the best players in the world all within the same league, so you can't compare it to football because the money is more balanced. Let me not say that. That's not true. Because the championship league definitely make quadruple the money compared to the rest of the other league. But there's more of a balance. You got some great players here, some great players in Brazil, some great players in Japan. Let me not say some good players in Japan. You know, you got players all spread out. But you got all the very, very best, per se, in the NBA. You see the player side of it, though? At least, per se, comes down to that?
I see it, but at the same time, and I know a lot of times you don't send our best. But the USA doesn't win the World Cup every year, you know? So it's like
the FIBA World Cup, for the most part, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if they've won it the most, but if they don't win it every year, I don't know how you can say that you're the world's best, you know? Why not do both?
Because, well, that's the thing, is that they used to do both. Because remember, when the Bulls were reigning champions, they actually went and played the Madrid team and blew them out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look. I do understand what he's saying, because technicality, he's right. We're a national basketball association. However, the players, of course, were very upset. Like I said before, they said, somebody go help this brother. That's what one of the players said. somebody else said he must not get it. And now, mind you, this was before the FIBA team lost. Arsenal, I'm going to take a quick break for a quick second so I can let Lex back downstairs after he cried about coming upstairs. Give me 1 second.
That's good.
I said that was before the World Cup, right? That was before the FIBA World Cup, right? That was the last thing I was saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 3, 2, 1. Now that they've lost in the World Cup, right? Actually, not just they didn't lose. They didn't even get bronze. We as American people, you know what I mean? We might have our issues, but when it comes down to the FIBA, it's sad to say, but nobody really cares about FIBA World Cup. They care about the Olympics because they consider that to be the World Cup. I don't understand it, but they do, right? So when they lost to Canada, I said, "Ooh, Laos." If I ain't gonna lie, if I was Laos, the second that tweet went out from ESPN, USA team not getting bronze, I would have retweeted it and liked it and put it up on my Twitter. That's what I would have personally done. At that point, I might as well just glorify it. But ever since then, LeBron James wants to represent Team USA at Paris Olympics and is spearheading a group of future Hall of Fame players, including Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, and those are just a few. Devin Booker is apparently interested. Kyrie Irving is apparently interested. Bam, Jason Tatum. You got a lot of great players who are interested. Heavy, big names. Stephen Curry, like I said, is one of the bigger names. And Kevin Durant. How do you feel now? Do you think that it always takes America getting dogged by somebody for us to take shit seriously? Because that's always how it happens.
Dream
team, redeem team.
I think that's it. I think that's just it. Like, as long as like we're winning every single year, I feel like then we start to take the foot off the gas a bit. It's just like, all right, we don't got to send our best. We're winning every year, you know? Even when we start finishing like second or third, we're just like, not bad. We're still getting on the podium, but not even getting on the top three. That's when we're like, all right, enough messing around. Time to remind everybody, you know? And I feel like that's what's happening with this, because I'm looking at like the Olympic winners for basketball. It's just U.S.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, goddamn.
The only time it's not U.S. is when we don't is when we don't care. When what was it?
2004.
Spain won.
That's the last one.
Spain won. And I remember we got bronze that year. Motherfuckers was acting like we was eliminated before we even got there.
Yeah.
And of course you got the redeem team that came later with Kobe, LeBron, Carmelo. Pretty much the main squad came back, and then they went on a run. But the only squad I think that doesn't apply to has to be soccer. And I say soccer because we're speaking American.
Yeah, we're speaking American here.
Yeah. So, soccer. That's the only soccer team that I know that's Olympic based. So America's like, all right, that's soccer. I really don't care. Like we watch the other nations and we're like, okay, you know, I'm rocking with Germany, or I'm rocking with Brazil, or I'm rocking with Argentina or whatever.
Yeah.
But we don't give a fuck about the Olympics when it comes down to, like, unless it's women soccer. We give more fucks about the women's soccer than we do about the well, men's soccer.
They actually win, though. That's the thing. Like, that's why people care.
We have to care about them for them to start winning. Think about it realistically. Nobody starts doing well until people start recognizing that they're doing well.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, soccer is a largely watched sport in the United States. Just not American soccer, you know? Everyone's watching European soccer. So, I don't know. I still think he's right, though. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking he's right in what he's saying.
No, he is right, right? That's what I said, in technicality, he is correct. But when you look at the league, right, and I think it was Gilbert Arenas who I think did a real good comparison, right? He said, if you were to do the Denver Nuggets, which is the champions of the NBA,
mm-hmm.
right? And let's say Serbia won the EuroLeague.
Yeah.
Right? Which team would Luka? Which team would the Joker play for? Because he's Serbian, but he won the championship in the U.S. League with the Nuggets, because that's the team he's representing in that league. But he's born in Serbia, born and raised in Serbia. You see where the issue would become?
I feel like he'd play for Serbia, though, because he'd be like, well, that's my country, you know?
But at the same time, he also has to play for the Nuggets, because that's the team he won in the other league.
But that's the thing, though. Like, if you're good enough and you want to call yourself a world champion, then you'll get on the U.S. squad, you'll beat everybody else out, be on the U.S. squad, and then you'll win that. That's how, I don't know, that's just how I think you'll be a world champion, if you say that.
No, but he wouldn't be able to. You see what I'm saying, though?
Because, but he'd play for Serbia, you know?
Nah. If we do it the way that European football does it, he would be on the Serbian team, Jamal Murray would be on the Canadian team. If you do it that way, it wouldn't be the Nuggets team anymore.
But maybe he can win the World Cup with Serbia.
But then it wouldn't be the Nuggets team.
It wouldn't be the Nuggets team.
USA.
It wouldn't
be. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that would be the team that would face, just like how when Real Madrid won and they faced the Chicago Bulls.
No. Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, if we're talking about world champions, yeah, he wouldn't be on the U.S. team, obviously, because he's Serbian. But
but you see where this conflict
is. He'd have to win the World Cup with Serbia to be a world champion at that point. He'd have to beat the U.S. team.
No, but Gilbert Arenas is saying this, right? If the EuroLeague for basketball is like the top of the top for Europe altogether, right?
Okay.
And let's say Serbia, the team out of Serbia, won it. And you want to do the best of the best. That means the EuroLeague winner beat all of Europe. The North, the Americas League is the best of the Americas. Okay. Best of both worlds. So in order for them to face, right, you'd have to take the Joker off the Nuggets. And he had to go play for Serbia. Because that'd be the team that he'd be representing. So it wouldn't be the Nuggets team anymore. Because the original Nuggets players that would have to face wouldn't have the same key components.
But you wouldn't take him off because that's not his country. It's like the... Like in soccer...
Not his country.
No, it's the club team. That's what we call it in soccer. Like, it's not...
And that's what...
Serbia, it's a Serbian club team that he doesn't play for.
But if you want it to be right, he'd have to play for the team that he's from. And that's what some of the players are saying.
No, because, like, to be the world champion, you'd have to, like, play and win the FIBA, what's it called?
Yes.
Hmm? The country one, not the one with your clubs. Like, not the one, the Bulls versus Real Madrid. It would be more like Serbia versus the United States. That's what I think LeBron's talking about.
Yes, but... Well, but that's what they always do, though.
Yeah.
This is for the Olympics. That's not for the FIBA World Cup.
But the Olympics is what's it called? The countries too. It's not like the Bulls in the Olympics. It's the countries.
It is. But if you look at the FIBA World Cup record versus the Olympics world record, you're gonna see a different look.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're gonna 100%. See more foreign countries have won in the FIBA World Cup compared to the Olympics one. Because the Americans, like I said, for some odd reason, they just don't give a fuck about the FIBA World Cup. They do not care.
Dude, if it was up to me, you send your best to both of them and just win both of them every year. That's what I would do.
Yeah, well, then America really, really would win all the time then.
Yeah.
But let's speak on something that we touched on at the beginning of the episode,
mm-hmm.
which is PlayStation. Arsenal, I can't wait to see you defend this. Sony has increased their PlayStation 12-month subscriptions by apparently 30%. From $59.99 for the essential to $79.99. From $99 for the extra to $134.99. And then for premium from $119.99 to $159.99.
Oh man.
That's a big jump. These free games best be worth $60 then. These upcoming free games, they can't be cheap. Because what am I paying the extra, $20-$30 for?
Depending on your subscription, anywhere from 20 to 40 to 60.
Yeah, you bugging. I don't see, and I get what they're saying. Microsoft increased their price point on their Xbox Game Pass. I get that, but that's a big ass jump, bro. You tell me COVID, they didn't make a killing during COVID? No way, no way.
Oh, they're always making a killing.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way. They said. This is the article. A modest increase in the 5 to 10% range would be perfectly reasonable, but a 33 to 35% jump is a little bit of a punch to the gut.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's a reason why I'm still on the basic one. I never went to the essentials. I'm still a basic fella, and this is why. I mean, Arsenal, I can't. What's the reason? Can Mr. You know, I get emails from Sony himself. I got a Sony
card.
Don't you have the Sony credit card or whatever?
I do.
Oh my God, Mr. I got they love me. Credit card. Sony TV. I bet you got
Sony headphones. I don't have a Sony TV. No, I don't have Sony headphones either.
Yeah.
JBL headphones and an LG TV.
Well, LG's pretty good too. I ain't gonna lie, but.
I want to hear what you think first before I go.
I think this is fucking real. I got it. What's the reason? I don't see a reason in the article. You know, usually companies just don't increase the price point for no reason. There's usually for some kind of reason, or they're about to implement some system onto it, so they need to cover the system that they're about to implement. But I don't see a reason in this article. All I see is that they up their price because Xbox Game Pass up their prices. But I don't remember ever hearing about Xbox up in there's an extra $40.
So, like, it's a bit of a complicated issue because, like, if I'm not mistaken, yearly. Actually, talk for a minute more. Let me look up the numbers real quick because this is important.
Hold on. So apparently, the Xbox Game Pass went from $9 to $10.99 globally
a month. And so that's ultimate,
yeah.
That's what $120. $10 to what? 11?
No, $9 to $10. Oh, yeah, so around 11. Yeah, after tax, yeah, 11.
We'll count before tax. We'll count before tax. So they went from $9 to $10?
Yeah, pretty much. And then the ultimate went from $14.99 to $16.99.
So that's 17. So ultimate yearly is $204. That's still the most expensive subscription out of everything. PlayStation, Xbox, Ultimate's the most expensive one.
But you know what it is, though? It doesn't look like a lot because they put it at $10.
Well, I'm talking about Ultimate, not the basic one. The basic one is $120 a year. Okay. Xbox that one.
True. That's what I have.
So then if you compare that one to the PlayStation numbers, that falls right in between. It's more expensive than the Essential one, which is the one you have. I'm guessing, right? You got the PlayStation Essential?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah, so
Yep.
the basic Games Pass is 120. The PlayStation Plus one is 135, the equivalent or whatever. The reason why they're doing this is pretty much it's just the subscription world, you know? So they got to pay money to all these developers to get their games on their subscription, right?
I get that.
I think a big game they got on there recently was one of the Call of Duties, you know? So they got to basically
But
write.
hear me out though.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's you just ju you, video games went from $40 to $70.
They went from 60 to 70, not 40 to 70.
No, at one point they were 40. At one point video games were $40. Trust
Yeah, but
me,
over
they were
40
free.
years, you know?
Yeah, that but still that's still that's Marshall, that's a $10 jump every that's a jump, Arsenal. From 50 to 60 to 70, that's a jump.
Oh man, I got just the thing for you. One second. It is a jump, but okay. What year would you say they were $40 if you had to guess?
Oof.
I want to say 1990.
Oh, yeah, if I say, I shit. I mean, I was at the end of it. I remember what 01, 02, some of the newer games being 40, but they were just starting to hit 50s and 60s by that point.
All right, so we'll say
Like the
1990.
newer games.
I'm gonna send this to you on Discord, and you can relay it to, I was about to say the chat, but it's not the chat, the listeners.
Me see. Let me hide this. $93.96.
So if,
I understand, but that's in it. But mind you, what? Well, first of all, I'm a 98 baby. That's that'd actually be worse. Now I think about it, that'd be further down.
I
If
mean,
in
okay.
1990 it was that, it'd actually be more now. It'd
Yeah,
be
so
more '98.
I'm gonna send you 98 right now.
Yeah, 98 would probably be like a bigger jump. That'd probably be like 106.
A little less, actually. So if in 98 you were paying $40 for a video game, that'd be $75 in today's money.
Oh, so actually, it's pretty close. What? That might be on the dot.
Almost, nearly. So,
No, I
like,
meant for like a new game.
yeah, keeping up with inflation. Oh, hang on. This is a bonus one for again for your listeners, a nice little treat. So, the PS3 came out in 2006, right? Came out for $600, if you remember.
Yeah.
So here's how much
Wait,
that
PS1
was.
came out for how much?
$600 in 2006.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, I was before. That was a little before my time. I remember having it though.
Six hundred
Who
dollars.
got
This
it?
is how much it would cost if it came out today.
Yeah, I believe it. That makes sense.
Yeah,
It
new.
does make sense.
Wild,
It
right?
does. Well, because you got to think about it. Didn't the economy collapse around that time too?
It did,
That's
it did.
why.
That's true. But
So you got to account for that.
in other words, like they're keeping up with inflation and then subscriptions, I've always been against subscriptions. Even back to the Shadowcast days, I've been against Games Pass, I've been against the Plus subscription too. You gotta pay for all these games to get them onto the subscription, right? And you're writing out all these checks. You gotta make up that money somewhere. So it's gonna start out cheap. It's always gonna start out cheap. Even remember Games Pass, and they're giving it out for a dollar to everybody? You know? It always
Yeah,
starts
yeah,
like
sure.
that.
I remember when the NBA League's Pass was like a dollar. A
Exactly.
lot of people don't remember that. That shit was a dollar. Now that shit's $60. Get the fuck out of
Yeah,
here.
you get everybody in
No.
at a low price, and then you slowly start cranking up that price. Now,
Man, I almost.
what is like unjustifiable is how quickly that jump is.
That's what I'm saying. No leeway, no build up, just a drop. All right, it's gonna knock it up a little bit.
You know what? It's because they know they're gonna get away with it. You know?
No, well, they know that we can't say no to it. That's so. Yeah. I mean, we can't be like, well, I don't want it. Yeah, you gonna take
Because you need it to play
it.
online, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, you gonna take it. You gonna like it. Like, all right, my bad.
I'm honestly not happy about it. Like, I'm not here to defend it.
Oh my
I
goodness, y'all! This might be podcast history right here. This might be
no,
today.
no. I'm always fair. I'm always fair.
Okay, continue.
I'm not defending it. I'm just
Lying.
justifying their reasoning. I can see why they did it. Now, I think it's terrible marketing, and I think it's terrible. It's bad PR that Sony doesn't really need right now because they've got tons of bad PR going all over the place at the same time, but I see why they did it. You know?
I feel like some of this PR is a little skewed though, because I've heard me, a lot of the bad PR has been about the voice chat and about the recording situation.
That's been some of it.
I mean, but that's always been a thing, though. People just, it's just that it became official.
Yeah, but PS5 has had a lot of bad little things hovering around it, you know? Like, remember the $10 upgrades to upgrade from PS4 to PS5?
That wasn't that bad, though. I never understood that. I mean, it's only $10.
But
I get it.
But Xbox is doing it for free, you know? So they look bad in comparison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if your competition is getting it for free, why can't you give it for free? Okay, I get that. Yeah, I'd be mad about that, too.
Exactly.
I remember hearing that, though.
So they got a lot of, like, little things weighing them down right now in the PS5 generation. But the thing they do have going for them is they're still selling a crap ton of PS5s. Like, record numbers of PS5s. And as long as that's happening...
Well, they can always say that. Yeah. It's Sony.
Exactly. Nothing's going to change.
If Sony came out the woodworks and said, yeah, guys, we's not selling the same no more, I'd be like, what? I mean, we're in trouble.
I'd
be scratching my head. Yeah, I'd be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Between PS4 and PS5, you guys was killing it all through 2020. You guys could barely keep the game shelves stocked, but that was really because of resources. But what happened?
Yeah.
All right. I think, well, I'm going to give my final opinions on it,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think there's really too much really left to say besides, you know, Sony, maybe if you ramped up, right, instead of maybe having me have a $40 increase or a $30 increase, how about I go from five another month, and you slowly build me, and you can't just, you know, just disrespect me and just drop the 40 piece, like the 40 bomb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody's going to be happy with all of a sudden they get an email, oh, starting, I don't know when it started, but starting next week, you guys are paying $40, huh?
starting next week, yeah.
Yeah, what? Okay. I don't think anybody's going to be happy, but Arsenal, I'll let you get the final take, and then we'll take a quick little break.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much I get why they're doing what they're doing, but I don't support it. That's pretty much where I stand, to sum it up.
So, we got a sequel of Flappy Birds. developer of Only Up has officially removed the game from Steam permanently due to too much stress. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people are saying this is bullshit. They're saying the reason why he removed it is because he was being pressured by lawsuits due to having certain illegal properties in his game that he didn't make or own or none of that shit. And then when he got caught the first time, he took some of it out, but he didn't take all of it out like he said he would. Arsenal, how do you feel about this? I love watching people play this shit because it was just funny to see people struggle. Like Moist for no reason, who was really good at games and just could not play games. That he struggled so much with this game, it was hilarious for no reason.
Honestly, like, I feel like with things like this, I tend to side with the developers. You know, if I just see sorry, while I was talking, I just see iShowSpeed's face in that thumbnail. It just made me laugh.
Yeah, it definitely looks a little crazy.
I usually side with the developers because it's like, at the end of the day, it's their game, and if they want to take it off, they take it off. They're the ones that are going to lose money if they take it off, so it's a big decision. You know, it's not easy to make. And the thing is, like, if you downloaded the game already, it's not like you lose it. You still got it. You can still download it again. It's just new people aren't able to download it if you do it. I'm just kind of trying to put myself in his shoes. I'm assuming it's a dude. I'm not sure. Is it? Do you know?
I think it was made by a group. Because it was made for an NFT. It was an NFT game.
Either way, if it's a group, I'm sure it was a very small group. You know, not a hundreds and hundreds of people type of studio. When it blows up overnight like that, I can imagine it is extremely stressful, you know? Like, how do you keep up with that demand? So I can kind of understand it, you know?
Oh, sorry, it was a solo guy. I just don't see his name. Indie Solo Dev. That's the brains behind.
only up, but I don't see a he or she or they, just that in these solo dev.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I can get it. Like, I understand what millions and millions of people are playing it. I totally get it. What I would have done if I were them, though, is I would have sold that game. That's what I would have done to somebody. Microsoft, PlayStation, yeah, you watching, you know?
Yeah, but who really wants that, though? I mean, it was a trendy game. It was a game that was for a trend.
Mm-hmm.
The trend died. I think he realized that, and I think he's just trying to use this as a way to move on, just to try to make another trendy game. It did its job. I mean, it blew up. Motherfuckers played it. I watched it. I watched Kai Cenat look like a crackhead because he could not stop playing that game. I mean, he was playing it off stream, and he one time started a stream for 18 minutes because he said, according to him, he was on such a run that he wanted to show the world that he was doing well. And then the second he fell, he cut the stream off. It was like a 20 minute stream.
He was on Distro Viva. Hey guys, look, proof that I did it.
Yeah. And then he fell, and then the stream was over.
That's a wrap.
But, nah, man, I mean, I get it. But saying due to stress, I don't believe that. I believe he made a killing. He had that anime girl. He had anime copyrighted things in there. He had Zelda music. He had a lot of illegal music in that game.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he didn't think it would get this big ever. I bet he thought it was gonna be like what, just like 5 to 10 people are playing it, but nah, not millions.
He pulled out a whole solar system because they said that he stole that from another game.
That's hilarious. I mean,
peace of mind and healing, man. The only thing he got peace of mind from is from his wallet. That's probably fat as shit.
Yo, he did it smart, though. Like, he made his money, and then he's pulling out before the big company starts sniffing around. I mean, especially if he's got Zelda music in there. You know which shark that one attracts if you got Zelda music.
It was priced at $6, and it generated him $2.6 million in gross revenue alone.
Yeah. You fall off the face of the earth if that happens.
They said, my man said, you guys not about to sue me and get this check.
Get
that money about to be gone. It about to be in Sweden or Peru. Damn.
Peru.
Speaking of Peru.
Oh,
again.
Man.
What they? Hey, Peru be getting busy. We're not going to speak on that.
You said don't mess with the IRS. Another one you don't mess with. You don't mess with Nintendo.
Yeah, you're right. Nintendo don't play about that shit. Nintendo quick to pull you down.
They'll find you. Some people say Nintendo were the ones that found Bin Laden where he was hiding.
I wouldn't be that surprised. They really don't play. They about that. They if there's a coin that they can get, they will get it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Even for YouTubers, they didn't give a fuck about the YouTubers.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, don't care. You got 10 subscribers, you're going down.
Yeah. If you show gameplay, we're taking 90% of the revenue. Damn. But enough of good old Flappy Birds, the sequel. I believe this is... No, that's not the last topic. Xbox boss Phil Spencer. I forgot about this during the break. I apologize, Arsenal.
There you go.
Xbox head Phil Spencer pretty much finessed his way around the question. You know, there's been rumblings about whether or not Elder Scrolls 6 will be an Xbox exclusive, or whether it will be multi-plat. Because, you know, recently I think Xbox brought Bethesda, right?
Yeah. It's not recently anymore. It was a good 4 years ago now, I think.
Well, it felt like it just came to a conclusion because mergers take a long time to happen.
Yeah.
They don't happen right away. But they're saying it's a case-by-case basis, implying that, motherfucker, we not going to say what it is until we get to that point. How do you feel about this, Arsenal? Do you find it rather disturbing? Do you think it's fair? I've seen both arguments. How do you feel?
Kind of complicated, so... I don't like that Microsoft bought Bethesda. I think big companies buying up smaller ones is always a bad thing for us and for gaming in general. Do I think it's fair? I do think it's fair. Like, they own Bethesda now, they can do whatever they want, you know? At the same time, though, the thing that Phil Spencer loves to do is, I'm sure you even remember, when they were buying up all these companies, he kept saying, "We're not trying to take games away from people." Kept saying that, "We're not trying to take games away from people." And then now the tune's a little different, isn't it, you know?
That's because y'all be believing, let me not say y'all, some people believe that what these wealthy folk be saying, they mean. No, they don't.
No.
They can say, oh, I don't mean to dominate this one market. I'm just trying to get a foot in it. Next thing you know, they got the whole market.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
No, I was finishing up my thought. Yeah, like, that's the one thing I don't like about it. Like, he does have the right to make it an exclusive. I say he, like, he's like the whole company, Microsoft. Microsoft has the right to make it an exclusive because they own it. But at the same time, this whole time they kept saying, "We're not going to do exclusives. That's not us, guys. We don't do exclusives." And then now it's like, "Hey, guys, you know, we don't know. It might be. It's case by case. I think it will be an exclusive. But will it ever come out? That's the question."
I mean, based upon what happened with what's it called? Elder Scrolls in Space, Starfield, it might get delayed a lot. I mean,
Yeah, he said in the same interview later on, not in the article, but I read this interview a few days ago, that it's 5 years out still. 5 years, man.
just for that shit to still be buggy.
Yeah, just to be buggy, but it was announced, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, but they always do that though. Bethesda is well known for that.
That's true. Well, yeah. So, I mean, at that point, we don't even know what the landscape's going to look like in 5 years.
Shit, GTA 6 might have finally come out.
Will we be on the PS6? You know?
Nah.
5 years is a
Imagine
long
that.
time.
Imagine that. By the time the GTA 6 comes out, we're on the PX6. That is something that I feel like Rockstar would do. Oh, we're gonna drop it with the PS6. Oh, fuck the whole game up.
They're gonna release it on the PS5 and then 2 years later make a PS6 version, sell it for $70.
Yeah. Also, this isn't on the topics list, but did you hear that stupid ass rumor about people spreading around that they thought that that GTA 6 was gonna be like $160 because apparently of how big the game was gonna be, it was gonna be like 170 gigs.
No chance. It'll be 70. That's my guess.
Yeah, no, but people were saying it's gonna be 160 because they're gonna have all this additional content in it. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? That game would have to be such a long game. It had to be at least, is what? That's at least four. What? That's the price of three games,
Yeah.
at least.
I don't like what's rumored to be happening with it, because it's like they're gonna do a map that evolves all the time. I don't really like that, honestly.
Then some game tried to do that.
Destiny?
Xbox. It was on Xbox too. Crackdown.
Oh, I never played it. You're the Xbox dude.
No, Crackdown always had like destructive environment, but the last Crackdown 3, when that thing is not what it came out to be. When they had originally showed the trailer, they had showed it to where everything can be destroyed. Like Guerrilla Faction or whatever that game was. They tried to make it to where everything could be destroyed. You could destroy a building, a skyscraper, a car, whatever it was. And then, of course, 8 years later, it ended up coming out, and it was nowhere near close to what it was supposed to be. Anytime a company says that, I never believe them.
Yep. If
But
that ever comes out.
yeah, I mean, Elder Scrolls 6 is gonna come out, but it's not gonna be what you think it's gonna be.
Yeah, they can keep
I
it.
mean. It, I don't think no, I no, I still want to come out. I just don't think it's gonna be another Skyrim. I don't think it's gonna be a game to where they can like release and release and release. People always love going back to it.
Yeah.
I don't know what people's fantasy. I don't get that. I don't know the whole fascination behind playing Skyrim multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sangun has done it a few times. I don't get it. I can't play the same game 50 million times and think it's going to change or do the same side quest 50 million times. I can't do it, yeah. Even with mods. But, yeah, no, that's a quick topic that I wanted to discuss with you real quick. But I believe this is the final topic right here. Yes, it is. Arsenal, do you remember Skull? Huh?
I said we did it, yeah.
Yeah, we're almost there. But do you remember Skull and Bones?
I do, yeah.
No release date in sight. Skull and Bones has lost its third creative director. After being announced all the way, it was supposed to release, it was, the original release date was 2018. It's now 2023. And still, and apparently this was supposed to be a closed beta, or it had a closed beta last month. And there's still no release date now. How do you feel about the situation going on with Skull and Bones? Do you think it will ever come out? I think that's the better question.
I think it'll come out eventually, and it'll be, like, pretty much dead on arrival. Like, no one's going to be playing it, no one's going to be into it too much. Skull and Bones is obviously the main story, but, like, this kind of makes me a bit worried about Ubisoft, honestly. Do you remember the last, like, good Ubisoft game that you played that you liked?
Assassin's Creed... Probably 3? But what's his face? Connor?
Yeah, dude, that was
American.
That was like what, 15 years ago now?
Yeah, like, man, that was when I was still in high school.
Yeah, so that was 15 years ago, and what's happening with Skull and Bones? It's happened with so many Ubisoft games now, and honestly, it's getting to the point where you start to worry about them a little bit. Not that, like, I don't know. Ever since the Ezio Assassin's Creeds. I haven't really liked any games that Ubisoft's made, so not that I would care too much, but, like, I don't know, they've definitely fallen from where they used to be.
They used to be known as, like, the historically accurate, or the alternative historical game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they would have a historical reference, but they would change it to match their universe for what they needed. Yeah, they definitely fallen off. I feel like they lost their way. Once Ezio died, they lost their way on all of their games. Except maybe,
Rayman?
It's Rayman. Is Tom Clancy also
Ubisoft? It is Ubisoft, yeah.
Okay, so maybe Tom Clancy has probably been what's keeping him alive. But outside of that, forget it.
I mean, they got Prince of Persia, too. It's making a comeback soon.
Oh, I forgot the last time I played a Prince of Persia game.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
I'd have been a kid. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, who really cares about really Ubisoft right now? They've fallen off so hard. I remember Far Cry used to be dope. Assassin's Creed. They had a great run.
Yeah, they just don't make new things anymore. Or the new things they do try to make, like Skull and Bones,
are trash.
It ends up like this. Never releasing, ever. Were you looking forward to this game?
I was, but I think they played a lot of folks with that trailer.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think that trailer showed one thing, and then it ended up being like a cartoon. People thought it was supposed to be like realistic, and then they changed the art style.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, nah, but like I said, if this game had come out like how it was supposed to be, I would have been all over it, but because I've been looking for a good pirate game, but not like this.
Yeah. No, they need to make a good... The one thing that I wish would come back is pirate games and vampire games. That's what I think we need more of.
You know what game that was good? I don't know if you played it because you're older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Which you might have played it, but you've probably been like in high school.
Oh, Jesus, what was it?
Pirates of the Caribbean on the Disney Channel, I think it was... I'm trying to think, was it before they split them up and they made the Pirates of the Caribbean game have its own launcher?
At one time, it was part of like a Disney launcher.
I watched them. I never played them.
Oh man, no! I played those games, man. Those games was great, man.
Were they actually good? Great
pirate game. Yeah, the item left.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. That and Toontown was it for me. But
I remember Toontown.
Pirates of the Caribbean. That was that crack rock back then. That was that. I remember when because you know how games back then, there was only as a free player you could only go so far before you start hitting like the pay. You have to pay to get to those areas, or you have to pay a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
So once I hit those areas, I kind of stopped playing it because my mom was trying to put the you know how moms are. I'm not trying. I don't feel comfortable putting my credit card on the internet.
Yep.
Whatever. So, but once that happened, that changed everything. But why don't we wrap this up? Because I don't really have anything else to really talk about right now. Unless you want to say any final remarks on the Skull and Bones.
I don't have too much hope for it. I think if it comes out, no one's gonna really be looking forward to it or playing it.
Damn. That sounds like some hateful I should say. You're right.
I like Pirates. I want Pirates to come back. I just don't think this is it, you know?
Mm. But alright. It has been your boy Huey. And of course, the much appreciated the fanboy Arsenal.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. You know you are always welcome, as well as all of the previous members and current members of BCG. Everybody's always welcome. And this will probably come out on Monday, probably. I'm not going to lie to you.
Monday.
I want to come out every Monday. Yeah, I mean, I'm out here snitching on myself. I'm out here. Yeah. I'm out here making promises. What if I miss the date? Nah, we're not doing that.
I take that back.
When it feels like coming out. Yeah, nah.
We're gonna cut that out.
Yeah, nah. Cut. Post. But this has been your boy Huey and Arsenal. And we will see you guys another time. Arsenal.
Outros.
Part of my life. I'm growing up and I wanna do this the right way, go out of it, grow out of it in the best way possible. So thank you guys for being there thus far, and it's only gonna get better.